Welcome to this week's What's Up ABQ podcast. If you've listened to this podcast for any length, you know that we talk to the locals who move and shape our beloved city. Well, today, Ryan and Lindsay sit down with one of the people who, in a literal sense, moves the people of Albuquerque. And his company also offers a hand to support other organizations around town.
Hey, we got to give back to the community and help them out any way we can. So that's kind of what got me here.
It's this week's What's Up ABQ.
What's up, Albuquerque? This is Lindsay.
And this is Ryan.
And this is season two of What's Up ABQ.
Welcome back, Albuquerque. I am Ryan.
And I'm Lindsay.
And today we have...
Victor Romero with Two Men in a Truck Moving Company.
So I feel like when people hear the name Two Men in a Truck, it's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. However, there is a lot of things that people don't know that you do. Would you go ahead and tell us a little bit about kind of the obvious, what you guys do, and then maybe some things that people don't know?
So obviously we do moving. We also do plenty of other things like packing, junk removal, all that good stuff. So we're originally based in Lansing, Michigan, and it started with two brothers there. So they were just trying to earn cash for like beer, which is funny enough.
Yeah. Two men doing their thing.
That is a noble pursuit.
Yeah. So, you know, they figured out, hey, we're getting some money for this. So kind of turned this thing, this business, and their mom drew the logo on a napkin in a restaurant, and it stuck. So
I wondered where that came.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it stuck. And cool story is the first $100 they made, each $10 they split up into 10 different parts and gave it to 10 different donation sites. So that's why we try to help out the community so much here in Albuquerque location, all 350 locations. So we just try helping out our community the best way we can. That's where it kind of comes from.
I feel like that's a TV movie in the making. Yeah. Like a harrowing story of two brothers trying to make beer money, and then all of a sudden there's this giant nationwide business pursuit happening. I like that.
Hallmark Channel, if you're listening.
I know, this feels like a good holiday feel-good movie. And the question is, did they get their beer? I'm assuming they did.
Oh, of course.
And also, what beer are you drinking in Michigan? If you're in Michigan, let me know, because I don't know. So you guys do a lot of things specifically for like nonprofits. I know that like I used to work for a nonprofit here in town called Love Inc. Sadly, it's not around anymore, but we used to get furniture for people. And that was always our problem, was we'd get people furniture and they would not have any way to move it from A to B. So we found out through a little birdie that you guys help nonprofits quite a bit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So kind of what we've been doing, multiple things like movers for moms, truck a little warmth, movers for mutts. And we work a lot with actually somebody out on the podcast last week, Ronald McDonald House. We work so much with them, just donating, doing events with them, even though some of them got canceled. So, you know, just kind of go in detail about it a little bit. Movers for Moms, we work at the Bear House on that. And, you know, we just donate what moms need to raise a family, basically.
Like everything?
Everything.
What are those?
Well, if you really want to know, I can tell you right now.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of cut short with COVID, but we did get a box full of stuff to them. So that was, you know, anything helps. Another thing we're doing, we'll be starting it up in a month, is Truck a Little Warmth and Movers for Mutts. Basically, Truck a Little Warmth is just getting like warm clothes for families in need. We'll be working with the Safe House on that. And then Movers for Mutts we'll be doing in Santa Fe, and we'll be working with the animal shelter. So just getting stuff for animals and food, whatever they need in the shelter, really, and then Truck a Little Warmth, just warm clothes, basically.
So maybe there's someone with a nonprofit listening. Mm-hmm. How do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so I just started doing the marketing here about 8 months ago. So definitely reach out to me, call our office, anyone. We have social media, Instagram, Facebook, Two Men in a Truck ABQ is the username for that. So just reach out to us there and we'll get it figured out.
So in terms of size, I know that a move can be anything from a truckload to several truckloads. What do you guys offer in terms of meeting people's needs and different sizes and kind of infrastructure?
Kind of the basis I tell when someone asks me, like, how much does a move cost? I'm like, what am I going to be expecting? You know, per hour, I say it's about $110, but it really changes depending on like what you have. So if we need to get like weights and like all this crazy stuff, like a safe, this and that, then it's obviously going to be more. I say average about 110, 115.
I want to know, to your knowledge, what is the heaviest thing you guys have ever moved?
I knew you were going to ask this. Oh, yeah? I was just waiting. Yeah.
For sure a safe. It's just one of those big safes. I don't know the exact amount, but it probably need like four guys on it.
If somebody is looking to earn some extra cash, some extra beer money, perhaps they're looking for a job, the JOB, you know, times are kind of tough. Maybe there's some people out there looking. What do you guys look for in a good employee?
So obviously we look, are you a good person? Are you going to be able to be trusted? Because you're going to be moving people's personal stuff. So we don't want someone not be rude off the streets, like trying to steal stuff or anything like that. We want someone that's going to be trustworthy. You know, our one rule is the grandma rule. Treat everyone like you would treat your grandma. So it's pretty basic. Just be nice, be trustworthy, be respectful, and obviously kind of strong a little bit, but yeah, that's what we look for.
Well, you know, and I wish I remember the guys' names. Just before COVID, you guys helped move a piano to where we're renting right now. And you guys, like, it's an antique, and you guys, like, rolled out all the stops. You did great. Like, not a scratch, nothing broken. Like, and they were, like, professional about, like, getting it in and, like, waiting for me to go out and unlock the gate. And they had pads, and it was great. Yeah. So shout out to, I wish I remember you guys' names.
You know, it's true though. I feel like even when I worked for Love Inc., we had our warehouse manager and she had a couple guys here that she would request every single move because they just worked really well together. And so she would call and say, hey, can we possibly get so-and-so to come and do this move for us? And you guys were always really good about accommodating that. And they were really respectful. And we even had some of our clients say, and you know, these are people who have maybe not always been treated with the respect that they deserve. From different populations, but we had even our clients say, wow, like I've never had somebody treat me so kindly before in just moving my furniture. So
yeah, and that's where the grandma rule kind of comes into play. Just be nice, be respectful, and you know, do your job. So
if someone's making an in-town move, is there an average size of truck they should be looking at, or you know?
We do free estimates for everyone, of course, and on there kind of shows like the percentage of how full that truck's going to be. So we do a lot of apartment moves. I've been trying to create partnerships with them, just all the complexes around Albuquerque. So I would say average, I'm seeing like 30% of the truck being used. But you know, it just really depends what they have in the apartment. Like, do we need to move your sofa? Do we need to move your bed? Do we need to take it apart? You know?
Well, I mean, I just have to say, cause I have a lot of books and man, I just finished unpacking.
Late.
Yeah. I just finished unpacking all of them in my pack. So when there are movers involved, it's, oh, thank goodness. please help.
That's what I'm calling you, grandma.
You're going to need to, because of all of those damn books.
Maybe you should read some of them.
I have read 90% of those books. Thank you very much.
We're changing the name of this episode to Dog on Ryan.
No.
So take us through a quick call. Somebody calls in. They want to know, okay, I need to move my entire house from the Southeast Heights over here to downtown. What are some of the things that they need to know when they're on the phone with you? What kind of information are you going to need from them?
So we have a team of CSRs. We recently got three more CSRs, and they're great. And it's because our Santa Fe location is expanding so much, so we need those extra CSRs. So when someone calls in, you know, we ask for the basic stuff like name, you know, where you're moving from, if you're gonna need to pack, how far is the move gonna be, just all that basic stuff, and then we kind of get more detailed, you know, and that's how we get to that percentage of the truck, like 30%. Are we need two trucks, two guys, three guys, four guys, whatever. We just basically just figure it out, you know, their bed, sofa, is there stairs involved?
Yeah.
Just, we really have to get detailed with it, because if you don't, that can cause problems for the actual move itself.
Have you ever, to your knowledge, come across something and you're like, nope, that's not happening?
Not gonna move that.
Yes. Yeah, so if it is too heavy, then we can't do it. But most of the time we can. If a place is very dirty, we try to stay away from them. Hey, we're here. It's a little bit too dirty. We can't you know, if there's like throw up on the ground or mold, we're not going to do that.
They're not going to move your dead bodies for you, so don't ask. Don't call in asking for them to move your bodies. You carry them yourself.
Our space is not that far.
I know. Hey now. Let's be nice to our city. Come on. This is a positive podcast. God. It's so hard for me to smile right now. I had a tooth pulled yesterday and my mouth hurts. It hurts to laugh.
Lindsay's doing this weird thing where she doesn't talk as much.
It's strange. I know, right? Darn. Bummer for you.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
See all the tears I'm crying?
So tell me, Victor, how did you get involved with Two Men in a Truck? How did you end up here? What's your background?
Yeah.
This is, and by the way, I love the ambiance we're getting. It's actually very authentic. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Been here my whole life, so I'm familiar with all the hot air balloons, green chili, you know, all that good stuff. Everybody knows everyone. But yeah, I've pretty much known my whole life, like, I'm going to go to UNM. I don't know what for.
I'm going to do the New Mexico thing that we do here.
I don't know for what. I actually didn't figure out until my senior year. I was like, hey, I'm going to do marketing. Like, this might be a good fit.
I think I'm going to graduate.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, I'm born and raised here. And, you know, I definitely want to give back to the community. That's why Two Minute Trek was kind of attractive to me, because that's one of their main roles. Like, hey, we got to give back to the community and help them out any way we can. So that's kind of what got me here.
How have you seen Albuquerque change over the years? You know, since, you know, you've been here, you're born and raised. How have you seen the city and the lifestyle and, you know, working here? Have you seen all that change?
Yeah, so I would say it's changed a lot. I kind of grew up on the west side, so I'm not too familiar with kind of like closer to the mountains and, you know, that area. Kind of in a bubble a little bit, but yeah, it's grown a lot. Like, Rio Rancho's actually growing quite a bit, which is nice to see. But yeah, it's great to see Albuquerque's growing, and I would just love for all the college graduates to stay in New Mexico. That's my biggest, you know, thing I want to happen after this. But yeah, it's grown a bunch, and it's nice to see that.
People are still moving. That doesn't stop just because there's a pandemic. Sometimes people have to move. Have you seen that change at all since the pandemic started? I hate that word, by the way. I'm so tired of saying
the event.
The event, whatever you want to call it at this point, that thing that stopped spring break and went until Christmas of next year. whatever you want to call it. Have you seen people continue moving, and where are they moving to? Like, have you seen a trend?
We obviously saw a drop off with moves in March and April. You know, usually your busiest seasons are in the summer. So we actually kind of saw it, you know, kind of more moves in the summer, which is really nice, especially after that drop off in March and April. So, yeah, I would definitely say that moves have been steady since the summer. Did have that drop off for a bit, but it's gone back up to the point. We're seeing moves. We're seeing a lot of apartment moves, which is nice. People are buying homes. So trying to work with those realtors.
And is there a part of a town that you're seeing a lot of people like go to all of a sudden that maybe they weren't before? Or I'm just curious. Yeah. This is purely curiosity, because I'm like, oh, where are people going to?
Kind of the curious part about it is like, where are these people moving to? But yeah, just kind of looking at some the schedule and everything, just really everywhere. Recently, I've been trying to hit some more areas like Taos and Las Cruces and just all around New Mexico. But I think people are kind of scared to do those long moves. Although we did do a New York move around April, which is around when everything kind of hit. And it went really well. So,
hey. Yeah, kudos to you.
Yeah, so.
In a pandemic, nonetheless. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're just kind of seeing moves all around New Mexico, which is great to see. But, yeah, mostly in Albuquerque, just all around the city.
So, you were saying that here you handle marketing, right? Mm-hmm. So, how have you seen, you know, Two Men in a Truck or maybe other businesses here in town adjust to COVID?
It's been tough for everyone, especially the restaurants. Like, I kind of want to point this out. We've been doing something called Support Local on Instagram. We've done three so far, and just seeing how hard they've been hit, like, we're trying to help them out. So we've worked with like Marisco Altamar and a couple other places, and just trying to help them out. Like, do a little contest. People comment their usernames, follow both pages, and they get a gift card to the place that we pay for. So.
When's the next one of those?
Yeah, the last one went really well, which is nice to see. But just trying to help out our community the best way we can. That's why we're doing Truckload Warmth. Movers for Mutts, support local, Movers for Mom even. So yeah, it's been tough, but we're trying to do what we can.
When we talk about supporting local, that's one of our things too. Do you have a certain project that for you is like, I would love to see this happen?
I would love to see support local on our Instagram page to grow even more. I know our past one, the owner of the place, Hector, I believe is his name. He actually threw an extra gift card, which is really nice of him. And just, you know, that was great to see. But probably my biggest thing is I want to see Truckload of Warmth do really well in Movers for Mutts. My goal is to get all the boxes filled up at our drop-off sites. And I will also love to match any donation by a big business. So they, you know, donate $100 worth, I would love to match that.
Where are the drop-off sites, just so people know for future, if they want to maybe help out or donate or fill up those boxes?
Right. At apartment complexes all around the city that we're trying to work with, and you know, real estate offices. But if you would like to donate anything, just please contact me at our Instagram page, 2 Minute Truck ABQ, and we'll do it that way, and we can match it too. So.
And by the way, Albuquerque, you know, movers are busy. They're probably very hungry and thirsty because they're moving things all day. So maybe, just maybe, if you're a local business and you want to send some lunch or some donuts or something nice over here, that would be appreciated as well.
Where are we? Because people, some people know.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Here. Oh, yeah. The podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So our address is 514 Carmody. In Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we also have a location in Santa Fe. It's on Old Airport. Can't remember the exact numbers, but only location in Santa Fe, so.
You can Google it, guys. Yeah, you know how to use Google. Yeah. It's on there. It's on there.
It's up.
Well, we are at about at our halfway point, so we will take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What's Up ABQ is proud to be sponsored by Daisy Sticker Company, fun stickers and affordable prices. Do you want your business, group, or team on a decal, cup, pop socket, or business card? Just contact Daisy Sticker on Instagram at Daisy Sticker Co. and now find them on Etsy at Daisy Sticker Co. 1. They'll print your artwork or design custom-made artwork for you. Add the promo code PODCAST for 10% off your purchase. Daisy Sticker Company, cool stickers and cool prices. Look for them on Instagram at Daisy Sticker Co. and now on Etsy at Daisy Sticker Co. 1. They help bring you What's Up ABQ.
What's up, Albuquerque? This is Lindsay and Ryan.
And we just want to say thanks so much for listening.
We appreciate your continued support through COVID, through the last year. We know it's been crazy here. It hasn't been easy, but we appreciate you listening nonetheless. And we are trying so hard to bring you the best episodes in Albuquerque throughout this crazy time.
So if you have a lead for a super cool local business or entrepreneur or creative thing going on, send them our way.
We would love to sit down and talk to them. We can do it via Zoom. We can do it some other way, but we would love to talk. We still want to bring you guys the best and brightest out of Albuquerque.
Thanks.
Keep listening.
And we're back. Oh. and today we have with us
Victor Romero with 2 Men in a Truck Moving Company.
And so we are talking about how 2 Men in a Truck kind of helps the community, sort of what you guys do. And I love that you guys have this focus on local and supporting local and helping charities, because I think that any company who's a nationwide company can come into a place and they can exist and they can work and they're going to be fine. But when a company really takes ownership of that local portion, it really does something for people. And I'm really excited that you guys do that. I know that, you know, again, like when I worked at a nonprofit and you guys helped us, it was one of those things that I wish I would have known sooner, because we probably would have utilized it a lot more. But I know, and I'm just speaking to nonprofits here in Albuquerque, if you don't mind me saying, what you need to do if you would like their help with moving is to call, talk to Victor, talk to one of their customer service agents, give them your 501c3, your number, your EIN number, and they can set you up with an account. And then anytime you have to do a move, it's taken care of and you can do the logistics, and it's wonderful. So thank you for doing that, because it's huge.
Our whole company kind of stems from is helping out the community with those $100 that Mary Ellen Sheets, our, you know, official owner, what she donated to 10 different places. So that's where it stems from. And kind of for me personally, it kind of stems from my dad's business, ABQ Mod. He has a local business, and it's been tough for him, but you know, just support him, and I've been trying to help him out, so that's where it kind of comes from. So,
and it's really great to see, Linz, like you were saying, it's so easy for like a national company to say they support local, but that's just words, you know. But like to see, no, we help X and Y and Z like on a regular basis, and here are our drop-off sites, and like get a hold of us because we want to help. Mm-hmm. That's so cool, and we need to see more of that.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's really wonderful too, because I see your guys' trucks everywhere. Yeah. All the time. Like, there is not a day that goes by that I don't see like a couple of them driving, and it's nice to see, like you said, Ryan, you can hear a national company say what they're doing, but it's not often that you see what they're doing. And so that's a big thing.
You know, and if you listened to last episode, so
he
knows what's coming. So hopefully we have the answers here. All right. And if you
look up all night thinking about it.
The studying, the market research, all of it.
I was at Tomasita's yesterday for dinner, and I was eating, and because of my stupid tooth getting pulled, I couldn't have any chili, and I was so sad. I was like, this is the worst. It was, I'm just going to play my little
bit. I'm sorry. Red or green?
I'm gonna have to go green.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys, but
no apologies.
Got it from my mom, so.
Oh.
Yeah, she always told me green. So
my dad. You can't go wrong with your mom's advice. Like that's a good mom right there. She's like, exactly. Look, son, if I tell you nothing else.
Right. Exactly. Okay, and then not a relative's house. Where do you go in town for good green chili?
I'm gonna have to say a local place, Padilla's Mexican restaurant. I've been going there since I was in middle school, so. Okay. One of the best places out there. So.
When you go there, what do you get?
I get stuffs with pia, green chili, of course, beans in there. So, yeah.
Nice. Making me hungry.
Yeah. All I hear is violin music. So
all I hear is so the place where I rent, the owners are next door, and they've been roasting chilies in the morning.
Oh,
and it's like, come back from my walk, and it's
good.
Like it's so good, and it's like I can smell it every morning.
So I feel like a chili roaster, like a local chili roaster, needs to call you guys and just donate a truckload of chili.
Exactly.
And then you guys can distribute the chili out to people. I mean, it'll be a really good situation for everybody.
You'll be like the Robin Hood of chili.
Oh man, that'd be great. I would love that.
I feel like he's like, well, challenge accepted. All we need is the chili.
Why is nobody doing that? That'd be killer for any company here in town.
I know, you come by and you're like, here's your free chili. And people are like, excuse me, what? Like, is it Christmas? Not yet.
Could be. Red and green.
I know. Okay, this is a good fundraiser. I think we need to have the Robin Hood of chili happening.
Let's do it. I'll be the Batman of green chili.
Yes. The hero that the city needs.
You know, it's funny because yesterday I was at a park with my kids and we found a cape, and on the cape was the New Mexico United symbol. And so my 8-year-old was just like running around the park with this like New Mexico United cape. And so I feel like there needs to be a superhero that's like Burke Man.
Yes.
And like, he can wear the United cape. He can hand out the green chili. It can happen, guys. It can happen here.
Birthday man.
Make it happen, Albuquerque. I want to see Birthday man.
GoFundMe page for Birthday man.
It's an act of goodwill and charity for the whole city. So.
Two men in the truck mover by day, Birthday man by night.
Oh, boy.
We just went next level, I think. This is like, oh, that's my funny. Goodness. Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
If you're listening out there, and you can draw. And you can draw a picture of Birthday man. We're going to have a contest. I'm going to say it right now. We're going to have a contest. I will buy you a gift card. Whoever has the best Birthday man drawing, submit it. But here's the kicker, though. You got to send it to Victor at Two Men in a Truck. He gets to be the judge.
Yes.
And whoever wins, I will get a gift card and you can have dinner on me.
There it is, Albuquerque. Done.
We should probably give an expiration date for this.
Expiration October 31st.
Of 2020?
Of 2020. Okay. Halloween. Game on.
All right. Game on, Albuquerque.
All right. So send those Birthday man photos, pictures, cartoons, whatever you got. Send them over here.
The best.
The best of the best. Oh, and we will be judging.
Yes.
And there will be a winner.
There will be a winner.
And you'll be the winner of the Berkey dinner. So there it is.
I like this. This is progress.
That's what I'm saying. I feel, do it for the community, guys. Come on. My mouth's sore.
You're not on drugs for this, are you?
No, I'm not. They gave me a lot of prescriptions for narcotics. I took none of them.
All right. I don't even know how to come back from all this.
Well, we're done here. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh. Sorry. It's like the tangent of a train wreck.
Never gone on.
Ooh, I'm sorry. We totally just threw one out of left field at you. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try. Okay. Breathing. So you regularly help out local charities. What, you know, maybe a couple that you've really wanted to see more support, more local love for?
Yeah. So I would love to see Safe House. Safe House New Mexico get a little bit more support because they're actually recommended by Ronald McDonald House for us to work with. So they're a little bit smaller, but they also have a Facebook, Instagram, Safe House New Mexico. Follow them on there and just show them support, honestly, and ask them about Truckload Warmth and how they can help out that way.
So when you're talking about Truckload of Warmth, we're talking coats, jackets, gloves. I mean, like, what were we talking?
Yeah, so jackets, long sleeve shirts, you know, maybe boots, gloves, just really anything that's going to keep someone warm, even blankets if you want to. So I think that'll help out a lot, be helpful this winter.
And then for the moms that we were talking about earlier, what are some of the things that you guys take for that?
The box that we had a few months ago that I picked up, it had a variety of things. So like paper towels, soap. There's so many different types of soap for your household. So
there's more than one kind?
Yeah.
What about you, man?
I just realized this. I just bought my first home. I'm like, wait, there's so many soaps.
You guys are so lucky you had moms that took care of you.
I mean, there's more than one kind.
You have a good mom. She's my mom too, weirdo.
But there's more than one kind.
Several kinds. Many kinds.
Whoa,
I know. Believe it. It's true.
And I'm still trying to come back from that.
No, I know. I do. And then I'm doing that, and then my mouth is throbbing, and I'm just like, what is this? You're at a loss for words.
I know, which is weird.
You're a writer.
Usually this happens to you and not me.
You're a writer.
I know.
How does this happen?
Where do you want to see Two Men in the Truck go in the future here?
We have plenty of locations all around the U.S., internationally, you know, Canada, Ireland.
Whoa.
All right. We're in a lot of different places, but like I said before, we're in Albuquerque, Santa Fe. Our Santa Fe location is actually growing quite a bit, which is great to see. But I would love to see us get in Las Cruces, because obviously New Mexico State's there. I'm not a big fan of them, UNM here, but yeah, I would love to see Las Cruces, really any other area in New Mexico. But yeah, let's just keep growing in New Mexico, and
You mentioned you have international locations. Do you guys help with international moves too?
Yeah, so I've actually really never touched that before. Pretty recently that we've expanded out internationally. So I think that's great, honestly. Like Canada, Ireland, where else?
You guys do Mexico?
Places. I don't think we do Mexico. Not yet.
Coming soon.
United Kingdom,
whoa,
which is a good
seriously,
one.
Seriously, like this is incredible.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's the weirdest part is like a lot of people, they think we're like a local company, but
I did.
That's what I thought too before I started working here. But we're franchise owned, and we have what is it like 350 locations, and you know, we're this big company, and I didn't realize that. But
what makes you the most proud to be an employee?
Yeah, probably the thing that makes me the most proud to be a two-minute truck is just going back to the community. Like that's been my main goal. The more success I have, the more I'm going to give back to Albuquerque. I want to stay here my whole life. So that's the most important thing to me. I just want to help our community out.
It's something you mentioned a couple of times now during the interview. People who have grown up here, you know, you go to UNM, you're not sure what you want to do, and you're like, okay, what next? What's kept you here, and what do you think keeps other people here?
Just being like a tight-knit community. Like I said before in the beginning of the podcast, like everyone knows everyone. Like just the other day, we were working with someone, some business, and we were taking some pictures, and they got here. I was like, hey, we had a class together at UNM.
Now we're grown-ups and working professionally together.
Exactly. I just thought that was so funny. And just for all my friends staying here, from UNM and high school, like seeing them and working with them, it's great to see. So that's what I love doing. So.
And again, how can people get in touch with you if they want to schedule a move, or maybe they're interested in helping out with some of these community efforts, or maybe they're looking for a job and they don't know how to start? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, exactly. So we have our website, Two Men in a Truck, Albuquerque. So definitely go there, look at to see what jobs are opening up. We love working with our UNM Lobos, get you guys here, especially if you're in sports. It's a good way to stay in shape and everything. Come here and, you know, start booting for us. And we also are expanding a lot, so we're going to need more CSRs eventually. Get on the phones and, you know, get those sales. And, you know, possibly in the future, more marketing people. Like, I'm the first one. So if you're in marketing, please, if someone opens up pretty soon, we're growing, come here and we'll get you in here.
I think probably the best way, too, is to submit your Berkey Man picture. And if, I'm just saying, this is very important business. This is what Albuquerque needs right now. Let's not beat around the bush. And how can people send you those pictures if they're going to enter our lovely contest that expires on October 31st of 2020?
Yeah, so we can do our Instagram page. I kind of been doing our, you know, support local thing there and being super active on that. So username is two men and a truck ABQ, spell out two, and you'll see us there. So just message me, follow, and get those pictures to me. I'll love to see them.
I'm so excited, you guys.
I am excited. Yes.
Let's have some fun with this. I feel you know, sometimes you're an adult and you're like, okay, I'm going to work. I'm an adult doing grown-up stuff. Let's have some fun with it.
Well, what is it? I remember back during the beginning of the whole, you know, event shutdown, you went out and bought a bubble maker because you're an adult.
I'm a grown-up and I do what I want. And if I want to buy a wedding quality bubble maker on Amazon, I'm going to do that. So I did.
And it was money well spent.
It was money well spent. We still use it. My neighbors are like, oh, I got the bubble maker out today. I see. And I'm like, you betcha. So yeah, I'm a grown up. I do what I want.
And I think maybe one of the last things is, you know, what's something that you wish people knew about Two Men in a Truck here in town that maybe they don't?
I would say one thing about us is, like, I've been trying to say this, but is we care. Like, we actually care for your move. Like, we're going to do what you want. Like, especially with the whole COVID thing going on, we're going to wear our mask. We're going to clean our trucks. We're going to do all that stuff. So we really care for your move and your stuff. So the guys, they're gonna have those conversations with you. Like, how's your day going? Like, something as simple as that is really going to brighten someone's day up, especially during this time. So just that human to human interaction is just the most important part. So we really care.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting us come and laugh with you and hang out with you. And hopefully we didn't, you know, embarrass you too much here. But
yeah, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you.
What's Up ABQ asks you to show some love and to shop our local businesses, Albuquerque. We're proud to support our friends at Mama Bear Candle Company in Gifts, New Mexico, a local business with local crafts located at the intersection of Candelaria and Eubank in the Scottsdale Village Shopping Center, 3107 Eubank Northeast. Mama Bear Candles and Gifts specializes in locally made products handmade by local artisans. If you love candles, Mama Bear has an incredible selection of scents to fill your home with soothing aromas like coffeehouse, lavender, vanilla, and good old New Mexico pine. Bring your pet while you shop. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 at 3107 Eubank in the Scottsdale Village Shopping Center. You can also order online at mamabearcandlesnm.com and pick up your order at the store. Handcrafted from our home to yours, Mama Bear Candle Company in Gifts, New Mexico is What's Up ABQ. mamabearcandlesnm.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Carter Lundeen, and you might know me from True Consequences Podcast.
And I'm Alex, and you may not know me at all.
And we are Dos Spookenos.
Join us weekly as we tell you all about the paranormal in New Mexico.
We will cover aliens, ghosts, and other weird happenings and phenomena.
You can find Dos Spookenos wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Stay spooky, and don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review Dos Spookenos. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dos Spookenos. Peace!
Hey Albuquerque, and thanks for listening to What's Up ABQ, Albuquerque's very own podcast. Every week, Ryan and Lindsay talk to the people who add unique flavor and make a positive impact to our fair city. We help point you to the places you need to see, visit, or patronize, and to do this costs some time and resources. So, without sounding too needy, could you help us out by pitching some funds our way? You can drop some bucks in the tip jar by donating at whatsupabq.com. And if you know about a local business or establishment that should be featured, or you own one yourself, drop us a line at abqwhatsup@gmail.com. Again, the website is whatsupabq.com and the email is abqwhatsup@gmail.com. We've also got a few sponsorship spots open, so get in touch with us soon to reserve your business's time on the show. What's Up ABQ is produced by Lindsay and Ryan with post-production assistance from me, Paul Nixon, at paulnixonvo.com. Make sure and leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. Tell your friends about us, and thanks for listening.